sometimes God exposes you to people online or via social media that you say to yourself, I want to talk to them. I want to know them. Tyler Merritt is one of those people. I saw a video that was posted ultimately on Twitter from the Tyler Merritt Project, and the video is called Before You Call the Cops. Tyler Merritt is joining me today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to be here. I would love to play the audio or a portion of the audio from the video that first exposed me to you from the Tyler Merritt Project. So we got about 2 minutes of you all getting to listen to my first exposure to Tyler Merritt.
Before you call the cops, I just want you to know. The first thing that I did when I woke up this morning was yell at my alarm clock. My parents were raised in the South. I have to roll tide or they'll disown me. They raised me in Las Vegas. That city still has my heart. I hate spiders. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not proud about it. I've done goat yoga. I'm really not proud about that. I can tell you every single word off the NWA Straight Outta Compton album. I can also sing you every single word from Oklahoma. Bananas are disgusting. I am a Christian. I spend almost every Sunday morning teaching kids in Sunday school. I am often asked if I am Muslim. I'm okay with that. I'm pretty much convinced if you met my mother, you'd automatically become a better person. My father is a veteran. He taught me how to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, to everyone that I meet. I don't hate our president. I pray for him. I love basketball and also hockey. I've never been to jail. I've never owned a gun. I hate that anyone at all might possibly be afraid of me. I'd go around the world and back again if I knew that single act might make your day better. I'm a proud man. I'm a proud black man. Does any of this really matter? No. I just wanted you to get to know me better before you called the cops.
That's Tyler Merritt. The Tyler Merritt Project is where you can find him, both on Facebook and YouTube, the Tyler Merritt Project, and he is with me today. Tyler, again, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
So glad to be here.
So, you would describe yourself in a number of ways, and you have let us see who you are by telling us things about yourself that remind us of a lot of things about ourselves, right? I love bananas. I do not find them disgusting. I am not a vegetarian. But
Carmen, you're wrong on bananas. That's where we're going to have to draw the line.
See, I knew we were going to find the ultimate dividing line here, right? But, you know, but I have a vet in my family. I am one of those people who says almost exactly the same thing about my mom that you have said about yours. The way I phrase it is everybody would be better off if they'd been raised by a mom like mine. And so we have a lot of things in common. And yet there is this chance that if I met you for the first time and it was dark outside and I had some other reason to have a cause for fear, I might be inclined to be afraid of you because you are a black man. That's the conversation we have got to have in this country.
For sure.
And so I want to get to know you, and I want our listeners to get to know you as a first step in the direction of what does it look like for, you know, the white woman and the black man to get to know one another well enough that you have no fear of me being irrationally afraid and doing something that is ultimately or potentially destructive to your life, which would be calling the police. Like, that's right. The conversation I feel like we have to have in this country.
You know, first, Carmen, I would say if people listen to that video and they are still, your listeners are still tuned in right now, from the bottom of my heart, I thank them, because that tells me that there's something inside of them that is saying, I need to be a part of this conversation. I want to be a part of this conversation, because we're not about to talk about a cute cat video, right? This is real life. And when I first built Before You Call the Cops, as I was continuing to create content, I had just come back from walking on a walk here in the Nashville area. And I was about to cross the street. It's a walk I take all the time. I was about to cross an intersection. And there was an older white lady who was sitting in her like pickup truck. Now, I understand what I look like. I am a 6'2" black man with dreadlocks. And when I'm out on the street, I have a bandana on to keep the sweat from out of my eyes. And I have a hood up really to block from the sun. And I had sunglasses on and my headphones. So as I'm about to cross the street, I see her. And because I acknowledge my presence, though I should not have to in any way whatsoever humanize myself to anyone, I should not have to do that. I did say, you know what? This lady does not know me. Her window is down. I'm about to cross in front of her. I took off my sunglasses, brought down my hoodie, took my headphones off so she would be aware that I could hear her if she needed to say anything. I put on a smile, legitimately, Carmen, thought to myself, let me put this smile on real quick and be as approachable as I possibly can be, because I understand I'm about to walk past her truck with her window down, and she's going to be not a feet away from me as I do so. And as I continued to walk up to her truck, as soon as she saw me, she turned. A shock went through her. And almost dramatically, out of a movie, she started rolling up her window really, really quick and gripping onto her steering wheel. And typically, something like that, I wouldn't even think about, and I would kind of just let it bypass. But because I had tried to do everything possible to take away whatever threat she might feel, mm-hmm. I stopped right in front of her truck, and I kind of like giggled a little bit, not giggled like you're funny, but giggled like, this is kind of unbelievable. Like, I don't know what else I could have done. And so I came home that night, and I think it kind of fell in my subconscious mind, because later that night, I started putting together Before You Call the Cops, where I just wanted to put an introduction, because what I thought was really funny, Carmen, is if she would have known what I was listening to in my headphones, which at the time I don't remember, but it very easily could have been worship music. And when I say worship music, I'm talking, it could have been Hillsong, right? It could have been anything. It just as well could have been a musical. Like, I think at the time, Bring It On, the musical, was important. It was a cheerleading musical that I was listening to in my headphones. And I'm thinking, if she knew what I was listening to while I'm about to cross the street, not only might she giggle, but she might also go, wait a minute, there's something about, even though we are not the same person, there's something on the ground floor of this that might make us the same, and therefore release some fear from who I am and my image.
I am talking with Tyler Merritt. We're talking about the Tyler Merritt Project. We're really talking about the reality of life in America today for black men like Tyler and white women like me. We're going to continue this conversation in just a moment. Continuing my conversation now with Tyler Merritt, you can find the Tyler Merritt Project on Facebook. You can also find it on YouTube. We're talking about the first video that I saw, which is Before You Call the Cops. I would recommend, obviously, all the other ones as well. There's one about taking a walk that I think is equally excellent. Tyler, one of the things that you observed about the woman in the pickup truck is, you know, she didn't know what you were listening to. I think it's equally fair to say that you and I don't know what she's listening to. There is some sort of soundtrack playing in her head,
right,
that is lying to her about you. She's never met you. She's never seen you. She's never talked to you. She doesn't know you. And yet, because of something, some soundtrack that's playing in her mind, that same soundtrack was playing in the mind of the woman in Central Park who did call the cops on, you know, on a man who's a, he happens to be black, but he's a Harvard graduate and he's out there bird watching, right? So there is some kind of soundtrack playing in the white woman's mind in America. And that's the thing I think we have to confront, or one of the things.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is significant. And let's be real about this, especially with us living in the South, although I grew up in Las Vegas, there are a lot, because of the history of how the South works, there are a lot of lines where you can be in one part of town and then go into another part of town and go into the Kroger or to your grocery store, and the only people in there are white. And maybe the only people that are black are working behind the counter, or they're there because they are serving you as a job. I know this because I can go to certain parts of Tennessee and walk in, be the only African-American there, which is very different than Las Vegas, right? Go in, into a store, and the only people I see may be behind the counter there to serve me. With that, if the only people that are surrounded by you are the people that are like you, and you've become so comfortable with that, and you've become so knowing that, hey, these are just the people that are in my life, with no apology to that, it makes perfectly good sense as to why you may have this soundtrack that is in your head that is a little different. I've spoken at churches, white churches, with kid ministries. They would have me come. I would speak to their kids, and after I finished speaking to them, they would do like a collection plate, or they would do an offering for a mission trip that the adults were going to take later. And now I'm speaking to a room of mostly white kids, 100, 200 or more white kids. I go off the stage, they go to do an offering, and then they go, guys, let us show you a video to help you guys see what our church is going to do. So these white kids in a mostly white church begin to watch a video of children of color in Mexico and Africa and all of these places. And even from that young age, there becomes this, for lack of a better word, like a savior mentality, or these people are lesser than I am for whatever reason. Now, if this was a church of diversity, it would be a different story, because these kids every day are looking at these kids on an everyday basis going, these are the people I play with in the playground. These are the people I study the Bible with. These are the people that I worship with. But in this situation, we're looking up on the screen going, oh, those are the people that need me or are lesser than I am. So it starts at a young, young age. So I'm not surprised that when this lady is in her truck, her soundtrack is different than the soundtrack that is in mine.
Tyler, when we think about the places where Black Americans and white Americans encounter one another in sort of the regular ebb and flow of life, I do feel like there are more of those environments than there were a generation ago. However, I also feel, I mean, I observe the same thing you're observing about, let's say, the grocery store. There are two different, you know, two exits on the interstate away, right? You can go to a Publix or a Kroger and go down then two exits further, and it's a radically different cultural experience. There's something to that, and there's something about us getting into proximity with one another. You know, intimacy doesn't happen in relationships until there's at least proximity. So talk about the places where you would hope that going forward, Black and white Americans might intersect with one another in order that real relationships might be developed, in order that we might get to the place where I actually know Tyler when I see him on the street, and I have a completely different reaction to that than the woman in the pickup truck.
Well, I'll tell you this. Black people typically, no, let me back up. Everybody has the ability to shop and go the places that they feel most comfortable going. Most of the time, and let me be clear that Black people are not a monolith, so I'm not speaking on behalf of all Black people,
right,
which I think is important, but most Black people exist in a mostly white world. If I go out of my house right now, I am pretty sure I'm going to run into some white people here and there based on the community that I live in. But many Black people do not have the privilege to not be in some sort of white community, versus And I say privilege respectfully. Many white people have the privilege to be in an only white community. You can move to certain areas of town that are nice, clean, mostly white, and stay there and be okay and feel like I am perfectly fine with only these people. Black people either be going to work, going to the store, taking their kids to school. They're venturing out into an environment that is quite likely they're going to have to experience someone different than them. On the other side, though, I do think that white people, and I say, let me be clear, I don't mean saying white people disrespectfully, but white people, if they come, I pray and hope that white people seek out different people than them, meaning mm-hmm. it's a responsibility, but you are going to have to seek it out. And I'll give you an example. And this is so hard because trust me, raised in the church, I know what it's like where you wake up every single morning, you go to your own church, that's your church family, you tithe there, all of that. If you go into your church and most of the people in that community look the same as you, maybe one day out of the month, maybe one day every 2 months, you say to your family, hey, that let's go to Mount Zion over here. Let's just go and go to that church. Because I will tell you this, those individuals in that church are going to welcome you in a way that you probably have never been accepted before. And I think that's important to understand because most Black people tend to not have a fear of white people inundated in them because they do not have the privilege to do so. Therefore, if you take a moment, if it's a smile, if it's a hello, if it's a just that you see me, it speaks volumes in a way that you can't even really begin to understand. Because I think at the core of who we are, Carmen, all of us, and this is why I started the Tyler Merritt Project, at the core of who we are, all of us want to be seen. When I say all of us, I'm talking everyone. This is the ground floor of who we are as people. We want to be seen. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. We want to laugh. We want to know that we have a purpose. That's the bottom ground of who we are as people. And if we start there and begin to take slow steps up, we're going to find that, sure, we are alike, but I need you to see me as a Black man. The idea of, hey, I don't see color, man. That's that. I respectfully, I need you to see color. I need you to see. I need you to recognize that I am different from you because your kid is going to see that I'm Black, and your 5-year-old kid's going to go, "Mommy, that's he's brown, or he looks like my crayon." And then you have a moment of going, "We don't see color." I'm no. Your kid just sees what like I'm mad at him, and I need you to do the same.
I love it. I look forward to the next step in this conversation and relationship. Let me invite our listeners to find Tyler at the Tyler Merritt Project on both Facebook and YouTube, the Tyler Merritt Project. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for the Tyler Merritt Project. Let me encourage people to check out specifically the video Before You Call the Cops and use it as a conversation starter in your own family.
Also, Carmen, I just want to say there's the newest video that I put out that's currently going viral, which is crazy, is called The Playlist. And I would invite people to check that video out as well for the tone, especially your listeners very specifically.
All right. I'm going to check it out right now. The Playlist at the Tyler Merritt Project. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us on Mornings with Carmen.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back.